If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out. Morning, everybody. It's your girl Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is March the 25th. Yeah, March the 25th, 2024, and today the topic is Hello, Sparky. Happy Monday. Yes, happy Monday, everybody. I hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. Mine was just fine. Yeah, mine was good overall. If you follow me on social media, then you already know some of my highlights over the weekend. But if not, let me give you guys a quick recap. So one of the first things that happened this weekend is your girl got my wheels, y'all. Yes, to God be the glory. I have a new set of wheels thanks to the Lord and my husband. A set of reliable wheels, I would say. Here's the thing about this husband of mine. I feel like he's more picky than I am. Like, I would have just got a cute car. You know what I'm saying? But he was paying way more attention to, the necessities, things that you need to think about, which is a good thing. I mean, obviously, again, I'm not complaining at all. Now, it was kind of funny. I think I told you guys last week that I was like, I was looking at convertibles and stuff. Because I guess I was just thinking like, okay, well, one, I was not thinking about getting rid of the Kia Soul. So honestly, this is, I feel like it's a doing by the Lord, because I wasn't even thinking about, I was thinking about keeping my car that I had. But, so I wasn't even thinking about like, what would I want, you know? And so when I did start thinking about it again, I was like, okay, what would I want? I was like, oh, maybe, you know, I always did, maybe we'll want a convertible one day. So I was like, well, maybe this is the chance, maybe this is the opportunity. But of course he was like, oh, you know, you're a wife and a mom, right? And I'm like, I mean, yeah, but you know, I mean, are we going to have more kids? And I mean, you know, our kids getting bigger. So, I mean, and plus you got the family vehicle anyway. So, I mean, I could get a little, you know what I'm saying? But anywho, but aside from that, man, Saturday ended up being a shopping, hunting car day. And we did get he got a Mazda. So we're Mazda family. Both of us may have Mazdas, which is, I guess, what he truly desired. I like the car. Don't get me wrong. I like the car that I have. It's really cute. And it has a lot of features, things that I didn't have in the previous car. And I mean, you know, it meets everybody's approval. So to God be the glory for that. That was an amazing thing that happened over the weekend. Super grateful for it, because y'all know, like, when you don't got something, you never know what it's like until you don't have it, right? And I think I got another little reminder about that, because even when, in spite of all the great things that was going on Saturday, I was able to pay off one of my debts and whatnot too on Saturday. So that, you know, some good stuff was happening on Saturday. But Sunday morning I woke up with, I don't know if you call it a crook in your show. I don't know. Like sometimes, you know, when people say like a crook in your neck, I got this like pain in my shoulder area. So I don't know if I just laid on my arm in a weird way Saturday night. I don't know. But yeah, the whole day I had this like pain in my shoulder because of that. And again, I just was reminded of what it's like when you don't have access, or when something is not right in you. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, which I think adds to this conversation today, which is interesting. But anyway, if I talk about yesterday went good. Outside of that, you know, yeah, everything was fine. You know, worked my shifts / the three gatherings. I did get a chance to listen to the word yesterday in the third gathering. So that was good as well. And yeah, I mean, those are my main updates. I might give you guys some more updates about things that are going on right now and some things that I'm receiving right now. But yeah, at this moment, I don't feel led to go deeper about that at the moment. But let's talk about this Hello Sparky thing, okay? So how did I come to this topic this morning? Well, first of all, I woke up so many times this morning. I'm sure it was before four. And I was making a note of all the different times and different things. I remember, I think one of the, I feel like one of the times I woke up to some type of dream that I didn't like. Oh, yeah. Well, okay, without going into details, because I don't remember everything, but I do remember it being a dream of sexual nature. And then I just popped up and I'm like, whoa, where did that come from? I was, listening to the word of God, and then I'm having this dream, and stuff like that. But anywho, like I said, I don't remember details. I just remember it being, well, now I don't remember a couple of details. But anywho, so, and so then that dream and everything like that. And then I just was waking up. Was that mine? Are you? Sorry, y'all. Anywho, a lot of things going on behind the scenes right now. But anyway, so basically, woke up to that dream. I was just kind of getting into, some of the verses and whatnot. I listened to the prayer meditation, went back to sleep, and it just was a lot. I was getting a lot this morning. But in the midst of it, at some point, I know I was sharing a lot on social media, which is interesting because I was sharing a lot of things on multiple platforms. And I know I shared some stuff on the Miracle Sims platform, but when I went back to go look at it, I didn't see it. So I don't know what's going on with that. But anyway, one of the quotes or something that I shared this morning was talking about it only takes one match to make a fire. And I guess that's what stood out to me this morning. And then next thing I know, this Hello Sparky thing came into my heart of mind. And so I went deeper about that this morning. So that's where the conversation comes from. I looked up the definition of spark, didn't feel led to share that. I mean, you guys can look that up or whatever, but I did feel led to share what I came across when I looked up someone to spark. And what does that mean? And so that means to ignite or electrify. And that just made me go deeper about this whole concept of the Great Commission, and then what Jesus asked the disciples to do, and then obviously it went beyond them, and we are like reaping the benefits off of what those gentlemen, those 12, did way back then, right? And so we can see what happens when one flame is lit. So Jesus lit the flame. He lit 12 other matches. They lit 12, it just went on from them, right? So that was interesting to think about this morning. I was going deeper about that and thinking about all of those different things. So here are the verses that were standing out to me this morning. Matthew 28 and 19. It says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." This is the Great Commission, right? This is what each and every one of us is supposed to be doing, regardless of who you are, where you're from, how you grew up, any of that type of stuff. We're supposed to be doing this or a part of this, right? And it crossed my mind this morning that, again, in the midst of everything that I was going through this morning, it crossed my mind that sometimes we make light of like our own journey. You know what I'm saying? We make light of who we are, and for some reason, I don't know why we do that, and on one hand, okay, it's always, again, the word tells us to think more of others than ourselves and stuff like that. So I'm not talking about that part. I'm talking about the part of like feeling like, oh, well, I'm only just doing this, so it's not as good as the pastor or the missionary or the da da da. Like if you feel like maybe I'm just the blogger, you know what I'm saying? What's the big deal about that? But you never know. Like even for example, like I could just be scrolling on social media and I might see an image that is really cool, like that somebody created that is like reminding someone about faith or reminding somebody about Jesus or whatever the case may be. And I might share that thing, but it had to start with whoever created that first little image. You see what I'm saying? It's just like that match. That first match can light a whole fire and everything like that. So yeah, hey, Sparky, you know what I'm saying? You're a part of this thing, again, I don't know the impact that the juice and GSL and all this stuff that God has me doing right now is really having. Like, I mean, I hear every now and then I have amazing guests that come on and they talk about, oh, I was looking for a platform like this to come on, or, oh, I really appreciate what you're doing, or, you know, every now and then somebody might sow a seed, or, you know, just different things. I might get some confirmation every now and then, but I have no idea what, like, what true impact it is having on the world, quote unquote, right? But I feel like the pastor was talking about this yesterday. He mentioned about, like, you know, you may not ever know until you in heaven, and then you meeting people that, you know, it's like, thank you for doing what you did, because I'm here because of you vibes, you know? And so just saying, you matter, man. You matter. Wherever you are listening to the sound of my voice, I hope that this encourages you and inspires you to do whatever it is that the Lord has for you to do. Because it does have a part, or play a major part, in this whole Great Commission, whatever it is that he wants you to do. So let's go to Romans. Romans 12, 4 through 5. It says, "For as in one body, we have many members." And then... "And the members do not all have the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ, and..." Understandably, y'all can read it, see what that word is, because I don't know what I wrote here. "Members one of another." Oh, undeniably. "Members one of another." You guys, again, could go and confirm exactly what that says. But ultimately, the main point of this verse is telling us that, hey, even though we are one body, we are all part of it. Many members make the one body. Again, I didn't realize, you know, without... I was about to say, is the pain gone now? It is kind of. But yeah, I didn't realize until yesterday morning, when I got a pain in my little shoulder here, how much impact that would have. Like, I was trying to turn my neck yesterday, pain, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to, you know, so that it affected how I moved yesterday. It affected how I did everything that I did yesterday and stuff like that. And you just never know. So that could be you, right? If you're missing, right? Or if you're not involved, if you're not doing whatever it is you're supposed to be doing, it affects the whole body. And again, don't, people are out here, they look, I guess I'm reminded of this yesterday. Y'all know it was Palm Sunday yesterday, right? And people are yelling out, "Hosanna," right? They say that Hosanna means save us, right? And we just want God to save us, right? We just want God to just, oh, just sweep us up, or come on back, Lord, you know, X, Y, and Z. Forget about all those other people, even though his word clearly says that he wants all of us to be saved. And we know that that's not going to happen, unfortunately. But that's what he wants, right? But I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we got to go back to the word. But it tells us that he's not coming back until, like, basically everybody has had the opportunity to know him. And so, and in order for everybody to know him, we got to be out here sharing, you know, and things of that nature, making disciples and things like that. And so, you know, hey, if you truly want him to come on back quickly, then get on your job. Look, hey, Sparky, you know, don't let your fire fan out. You know, you got to plot to play in this whole thing. Ephesians 9 or 4. One of those. And 66. It says, "For whom the whole body joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love." I mean, I ain't got nothing to add to that, man. It says everything it has to say there. I mean, and I mean, you know, again, when everything is working properly and in its rightful place and doing what it's supposed to be doing and stuff like that, then you're going to see growth, and the body is going to build itself up. I mean, I ain't got nothing to add to that, you know. So I guess the juice this morning is, I hope I'm doing my part. Look, some sparks is coming out on you, whoever you are listening to the sound of my voice. I hope that the sparks are being ignited and electrifying right now to continue to grow, continue to, you know, build on what those disciples did, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, that's ultimately the juice this morning. You got a part to play. I hope that this encourages you and inspires you to seek the Lord about what that is. Look, what is your part in the story? And like I said, that's the juice. Now, the Bible verse of today is John 12 and 8. It says, "For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye not have not always." Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love. Your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
This Did you know that you can support us for just 99 cents a month? That's right, friends. You can support everything that we do here at GSL for just 99 cents a month. Take a look around wherever this post is. You might see a link or maybe even a button that says support. Go there, check out the options, consider supporting us because, you know, we enjoy bringing you all the daily inspiration as well as the weekly talk show, but we have much, much more to come. Thank you so much for the consideration. Bye-bye.